Oh, snaps!
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, good morning, raw feeders. I am Dee Dee Mercer Moffat, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. Hey, I've got some construction going on around me today. If you hear things in the background, that be what it is. But the show must go on, right? Whether there's barking or construction or bears knocking over trash cans, the show must go on. Hey, I just want to say we appreciate so much of your emails. So I want to read one to you today and keep them coming. We love them. This is from Stefan. He says, I love the podcast and I've switched my dog to raw about one and a half months ago. And wow, this is really how a dog is supposed to live. Yes, it is, Stefan. Yes, it is. Preach on. He said, I can't get enough of the podcast. So thank you for putting out so much content. I did have a couple of questions and I learned a few things from the podcast on it, but I wanted to know a bit more. And he says, I used to use Frontline for his flea and tick. This is him talking. And I'm starting to use a bit of garlic instead. But what are other natural ways to replace the Frontline medicine? I used to think it was okay since it isn't ingesting it or consuming it, but it's still a chemical on him and I'm really questioning it. Well, yes, Stefan, you are absolutely correct. Remember our skin, our dog skin, biggest organ. What goes in through the skin goes into the body. So even though it's not going through the mouth, trust me, he is still ingesting those chemicals. And yes, I will give you some other information on that today. In his email, he goes on to say, my next question was about raw. Since switching from kibble, I've been making my dog's meals, which is a joy for me since I see how much he loves the real food. Everything from the podcast, seeing the benefits with him in real life and day to day, from the energy to the stools to the coat is insane. He is also so calm now and isn't always hyper, which I think is coming in from the kibble. And yes, you would be right. Very high in sugar makes dogs crazy. We get compliments wherever we go, and he really absorbs the training I do with him. So the next part, I'm going to summarize a little bit here. Stefan says, budget-wise, he wants to try to, he wants to do more than chicken, but he can't do every protein, which is fine. I'm not going to name the kind of frozen raw he was looking at. I try not to point too many of these out, but he says, look, at first glance, it had a short ingredient list, but then in the ingredient list, it says they add vitamins and they're very vague when it comes to organs. He said the bag also says AAFCO compliant, which makes me question them a bit more. And he wants to know if they're a good brand of raw. Well, I'm not going to say that, Stefan, but here is what I'm going to say. I just did the podcast on fake vitamins. So you have to look and see why is that brand putting in fake vitamins? And typically, yes, when you do see the AAFCO, that means they're putting in the NRC standards of a dry kibble diet and trying to make it like a super raw, but that doesn't really work because they're totally different, right? Totally different. Why would you put fake vitamins in food that has real vitamins that can easily be digested by your pup? You wouldn't do it. It's just a marketing ploy. And if they're vague on the organs, then there's probably not that many organs in there. What organs are in there? Why can't you name them? Why can't we say pancreas, spleen, liver, lung, brains, thymus, ovaries? I mean, why can't you say that? Yeah. So I would take a look at that. And the question is, should you go back to making your own? Sure. Sure. If you can do it and you can source it, do it. And you can get the poops right. Make sure we get the organs in there and the bone. If you can't source the bone, then I would suggest you get something like the freeze-dried better bones, not bone meal, but real bone that we have in our supplement section. All right. That's something that you definitely want to add. And if you can't stand dealing with the sliminess of real organs, which dogs love, by the way, then you can always get the guts and glory that's in our supplement section as well. Remember, we do have the 1 pound organs available for you. All right. So we're going to answer the flea and tick stuff here again. We've done it many times. I'm going to give you a little bit more information today. But before we do that, let's talk about, let me give you some of the reviews that we're seeing on our site right now. This one is going to be coming from the Healthy Variety Raw Box, the Healthy Variety Raw Box. Now, you guys, raw boxes are 5 different blends in the box. The box totals 10 pounds, so 5 2-pound rolls in the box. If you want to get some variety, this is a great way to do it. And out of the reviews, 100% of the reviewers would recommend this product to a friend. Jennifer says this. She says, the Healthy Variety Mix, again, 7% fruits and veggies in these blends. She said, I found that the PMRs have a little too much bone and not quite enough fiber for my senior dogs, but the Healthy Variety grinds are perfect, no constipation, and happier dogs. Remember, if your dog's anal glands are getting constantly impacted, the poops aren't hard enough. All right. Another Jennifer, different Jennifer says, lovely rotation of proteins with veggies and fruits added. Another great addition to my pup's meal rotation. They love every protein in this box. And then Penny, it says she dances for dinner. I love that I could give my girly a healthy rotation of proteins as well as fruits and veggies. She loves it so much. She spins with excitement. That's saying a lot when she used to be a picky eater. So those are some great, great reviews from the Healthy Variety Raw Box. Again, 10 pounds. We've got a variety of variety boxes. Okay, we've got the Prey box. We've got the Tripe box. We've got the PMR box. We've got the HVM box. So there's no reason that you can't give your dog a variety of proteins, because we make it super, super easy for you doing one click. Also, just a reminder, if you're using the app from our app store, you can reorder your last order with a single click. That is something that is available on the app, not available on the website, but it is available on the app. Now, on the website, if you establish an account, many of you think you have an account when in fact you're just you were just checking out as a guest. But if you establish an account that's password protected, you can still go back in and look at your past orders and click on each individual item in that order, and it will repopulate in your cart. So there are some workarounds. All right. Perfecto. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit more about flea and tick, because yes, there are some things that you can do besides putting the front line on your dog. Many of you have concerns about these chemicals, and rightly so. They act as neurotoxins, these chemicals, which exhibit parasite killing activity through effects on the insect's nervous system. And pharmaceutical companies originally claimed that these products were safe for dogs, as the active toxic ingredients were said to be specifically selective to insects. But there's clear evidence now. Isn't that always the case? Oh, I'm sorry. 7 years later. Yeah, you do have cancer. We were wrong. We missed that. We sorry. I'm sorry. That's not good enough. No, before you put it out on the market. There's clear evidence now that neurotoxicity effects can occur in pets too. So that's why many, many pet parents are looking for nature for a solution. So again, Stefan, you were talking about feeding fresh garlic, and it has a natural anti-parasitic immune support property, and it's quite safe for dogs when given in small, appropriate quantities. So how much can you give in order to be safe? You can give a daily volume of 1/4 teaspoon of freshly chopped garlic per 15 pounds of body weight. Okay. Now, it's important to note that garlic in a powder or capsule supplement will not have the same effect as freshly chopped garlic. Freshly chopped garlic. Another one that my pet parents may not be familiar with, and that's going to be raw honey. Raw honey. Now, listen, not all honey is the same, honey sweetnesses. But raw honey is another immune system booster that is safe for dogs in appropriate amounts. And that's going to equal about 1/2 teaspoon per 15 pounds of your dog's body weight. And the best honeys are going to be those ones that are locally produced, as it can provide immune support nutrients to combat potential allergies in your specific environment. So try to find local honey. Now, beyond diet, remember that these pests, flea and tick, and other types of pests, are not going to be as attracted to a non-yeasty dog, a dog that's healthy, got healthy skin, and doesn't have that, you know, chip smell that these yeasty dogs have. But another thing that you can do is do a seasonal detoxification. So I would go into our supplement section and get the liver detox, and that is going to help the body's overall health. Detox your dog's body at least twice a year. It's very, very gentle. It can support the other, this detox will support the other organs around the liver as well. Also, make sure that your dog is getting complete nutrition so that they are super healthy. How do you do that? A lot of people want to know, do I need to add something to my raw diet? I would always do phytoplankton, which is called phytosynergy, in our supplement section. Again, it takes very, very little, about 1/4 teaspoon that's going to be provided in that for dispensing. Okay. You can do that every day. You can do it every other day. It's beautiful. It's a whole food, and I would not be without it. A couple of other things, guys, that you can do to help get rid of flea and ticks in your area. Nothing is better than just doing a once-over of your dog, making sure that they don't have any ticks or any pest on them. But you can also use diatomaceous earth. Make sure you use a food grade, not an industrial grade, and you can sprinkle that on your pet's bedding as well as on your carpets, furniture, anywhere else your pet spends a lot of time. You want to leave it down for about 24 hours and then vacuum it up. Okay. You can apply it directly to your pet's coat and skin, but avoid their face, eyes, nose, and mouth. Okay. And it may be ideal to bathe your pet 24 hours later too, because diatomaceous earth can potentially dry out their skin. Another one that many of you may not have heard of, these are called nematodes. Nematodes. These are for your yard. They're called beneficial nematodes. They're a great option to use for natural parasite control in your yard or in an outdoor space. Okay, nematodes, N-E-M-A-T-O-D-E-S. They're typically used to protect gardens and plants from ants and caterpillars, but they also provide effective prevention for fleas and ticks as they feed on those insects' in their larva stages while they're still in the soil. So that's great. So check your local garden centers to get your favorite nematodes. Sounds really weird, doesn't it? Also, remember, we do have the flea flicker from Silk Road Oils, which is a very safe essential oil in our supplement section. I love this. It's super nice. It smells great. I spray it on my dogs if we're going somewhere that I'm worried about flea or ticks. And it smells like a spa. And I make sure I get the underbelly and all the areas, even the tail, you know, where the flea or ticks might insert themselves. Always remember, guys, don't burn the butt of the ticks. Let's try to pull them out. I do have my tick keys. Gosh, it takes me forever to get that one up on my website. I don't know why, but tick keys, you can find them a lot of places. You're going to gently pull out the tick. Try not to smash it, burn it. Tweeze it too hard. We want to get it out without it vomiting in our dog. All right. So those are some great, great options for you today in regards to natural flea and tick. So you don't have to do the front line. You don't have to do the spot-ons. These are chemicals and they still will present problems in your dogs. Get your dog on a species-appropriate diet. Don't let them smell yeasty. Don't let them be a nice little appetizer for the fleas and ticks. Keep your dog healthy with a species-appropriate diet. Also, get you some phytoplankton today. Get over to rawdogfoodandco.com, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. We'll see you soon, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.